Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
On the telephone now, I have Brittany, who is a probation officer. As part of a series of conversations on the subject of a day in the life of. Hello, Brittany, and welcome to Vectis Radio.
Hi, Kitty. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure.
So I'm Brittany, and yes, I'm a probation officer and I work in Southampton. I've worked for the probation service for around 4 years now. I came to work for the probation service because I finished university, didn't really have a clue what I wanted to do, and I ended up working in an admin role and on reception at a local probation office. And kind of from there, I realised, actually, I really enjoy this. I really like talking to the people on probation when I was on the reception. So I applied to be a probation service officer, which is a probation service officer is someone who works with low and medium risk cases on probation. And then I've actually gone on to start my qualification to become an actual probation officer. So I'm doing that now, and I'll be a probation officer at the end of this year.
That sounds quite a change from your original role.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you've actually seen it from a different perspective then. You've sort of risen through the ranks, as it were.
Yeah, for sure. And I did English at university, so I didn't even think about this kind of job or this role or career, really. But I've kind of, yeah, gone from admin to probation service officer and now probation officer. So it's really exciting.
Gosh, that sounds like a very interesting job to have, Brittany. What does being a probation officer involve?
Primarily, our role is to protect the public, prevent victims and reduce reoffending. So we work with individuals to try and rehabilitate them, change their lives in a positive way. And as a probation officer in the community, which is what I do, I work with a caseload of individuals who have committed crimes, could be male or female. I work with people who have been to prison and they've come out on a license order, or they've been to court and they've been given a community order or a suspended sentence order. And I basically work with them to guide them through their rehabilitative journey and their order, and includes reducing their reoffending, managing their risk, having supervision, face-to-face appointments with them, a lot of risk management, writing risk assessments and intervention work also as well. So a lot of kind of different things we cover as a probation officer.
Gosh, so what does a typical working day look like for you?
So kind of my day-to-day would be majority of the time we're in the office. Obviously, since COVID, we're not 5 days back in the office, but most of the time. And in the office, typical day will be checking emails, catching up on anything the day before. And then throughout that day in the office, say 9 to 5, I might have about 4 to 5 appointments with people on probation on my caseload. And in those appointments, I'll obviously go down, see them face to face. Some of those appointments might be just a check-in. Some might be a bit more around risk management, if kind of some things are going on at the moment, there's some crisis management we have to do. Some might be some actual one-to-one work I do with that person. So it might be something about around their alcohol misuse, or we might do some work around their relationships, that sort of stuff, all linked to their offence in the first place. And then after each appointment, I would go back and write up appointments. We also might have in that day, I might have a three-way appointment. So someone's drug worker might come in. So we'll have a three-way appointment with them and the person on probation. Also may have a professionals meeting on Teams as well, or a children's services meeting. And then in between that busy day of seeing people, I might have like a report or a risk assessment or a breach report that's due, say, at the end of the week. So it's something I'm kind of working on in between the time I have as well. So that's kind of a typical day, but every day is different in my job. You could come in the morning and you've had 5 missed calls from someone, and there's a big crisis, someone's lost their house or been kicked out or broken up with their girlfriend. So you sometimes have to focus on helping and supporting them as well.
Mm. So you've covered some of what I'm going to ask you in the next question, but essentially, is your job primarily based in the community setting with the people on probation? I know you say a lot of it's office-based. You know, I know it's obviously in the community. You're not actually in the prison, the prison estate or anything like that. It's in an office in the community.
So a lot of it is having that, direct communication with them in the community. A lot of the time it will be the people on probation coming to you in the office and you have those face-to-face appointments. Although I primarily have cases that are in the community, there is a bit of a time where they're in prison and we kind of have an overlap with, there's probation within prison as well. So there's like an overlap. So sometimes we'll be talking to people over video link or even going to the prison to see them because we help with all their, what our job is or my job is to actually do the pre-release planning for when they come out into the community on licence as well.
All right. So your job sounds like a challenging role. What do you most enjoy about it?
I think primarily I most enjoy interacting with the people on probation. I feel like I myself, growing up, had quite a sheltered life, so I didn't really see all walks of life, didn't really see lots of different people, and I just love kind of interacting with different walks of people, being that professional, having that professional curiosity, working with those people. And it's really rewarding when you see someone who's, I've got loads of examples of people who I've been through that whole journey of say 18 months with them on their order, and they've all come to me and they haven't even got an ID, they're homeless, they've not got a bank account. It's helping them through those things and coming out the other end, and they're, say they never even had a job and they're actually now fully working at the end, or you've helped them manage their emotional management and relationship work and things like that. It's all those little steps that you see how far someone has come, especially when they're quite challenging, quite resistant, quite reluctant to support at the beginning. And it's using your own techniques and rapport and just seeing them at the end and seeing how different they are. And it's so fulfilling, and being able to just help and support people to have a better way of life, a more positive life.
So you're helping people along the journey as a facilitator in some ways then, yeah. The probation service has very good career prospects too. And there are other roles in the service as well, aren't there?
So there's a lot of different avenues within the probation service. Like I said at the beginning anyway, I've had a career progression from working in admin and reception roles to now to be doing probation service officer roles and now doing my trainee probation officer. So there's that kind of progression. But there's also, if you're not kind of as keen of having that direct communication with people on probation, you can go just down the case admin role if you're still interested in working with probation. And within case admin, there's progression, there's senior case admin, there's business managers, and also after probation officers, once I've qualified, there's, you could specialize in different areas like personality disorder, or you could go into managerial roles. And there's also lots of, there's jobs specifically for people who just want to do programs. So if you just want to be doing facilitating the programs that we have to offer on like group settings and unpaid work jobs, if you want to be outside supervising unpaid work, there's all sorts and there's all a range. So yeah, there's something for everyone within the probation service, I'd say.
So how can people find out more about starting a career in the probation service?
So you can go to www.prisonandprobationjobs.gov.uk, and on there it takes you to an intranet page which has the main prison and probation jobs, but obviously specifically talking probation here, there's all the different probation jobs there that we offer. And there's a full overview if you click on it and how to apply. So there's loads of information on there. There's usually rolling applications as well. When one closes, one will open again within the next couple of weeks. And we're looking for people in all of the jobs, all over Hampshire, Isle of Wight, Portsmouth, Southampton, and also further in our South Central region. So there's a wide range of jobs out there for everyone.
Thank you so much for talking to me today, Brittany. And thank you very much for spending some of your busy working day chatting to me.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you so much, Kitty. Thank you for your time.
Your local station, Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.